In the area of home and or community development, entrepreneurship, or placement, the national winner is Clay Burkham. He is of the Canyon FFA chapter located in Texas. Now, Clay, you're joined with me right here. Let's first and foremost talk about your project.
Well, my project has three different areas. It starts off with me mowing lawn for the elderly in my neighborhood, just those that can't get out. It's a big service to them. It helps them out a lot. The second part is me building houses with my dad and remodeling them. Oftentimes it's for those that have financial troubles and can't really pay for these repairs that needed to be done because there's a life safety. And then the last part and probably the biggest part is my service through the Canyon Fire Department Explorers Program. I joined that at the beginning of my freshman year. And continued on all the way through my senior year. I got to jump in there and do all the same trainings that a real firefighter would get to do, except I was still in high school. Those are my projects.
You've obviously got a passion for the community, doing three different areas you talked about there. Where does that come from? Why do you have that passion?
I really don't know why I have that passion. It's just something that I've always had. My dad says I have a servant's heart, and it's something that's been in my family for as long as I've been alive. My grandpa, he was an ag teacher for 40 years, and, you know, ag teachers, they don't do it for the money. They do it because they love it. My dad has always been a huge help to anyone. He'd give you the shirt off his back, and it's just something that's been raised into me since I was a little kid.
Now, what have been some of the biggest challenges that you've faced along the way?
One of the biggest challenges that I've faced throughout this whole thing is timing, because I was still in high school, you know, trying to balance schoolwork and 4-H and FFA and then at my outside community service projects. That's probably been the biggest challenge overall, is just timing everything out.
And how about rewarding on the flip side, besides being up there on the national stage? Throughout your project, what was the most rewarding part? What made you keep wanting to do this?
Probably the most rewarding part is the fact that I get to see people. And when I do help them, just see the face, their facial expression of how they react to it, and they're just so appreciative of it. And you know, at the end of the day, you look back on how they felt about it, and how happy they were, and how grateful they were, and it's all worth it. It's not about the money, and it's just seeing that expression on their face just makes me want to do it even more, and it's what's keeping me going till now, and it's what's keeping me going for I don't know how long.
Let's talk about what's next for you as far as education path or involvement in the community. What's next?
I'm currently enrolled at Amarillo College right now. I'm going to pursue a dual associate's in fire protection and paramedicine. So I'm working towards that right now. I've already submitted my application for the fire academy, completed a physical agility test and everything. I actually have an interview this Monday coming up back in Canyon to hopefully get a spot in the academy. And so then after that, I'm going to go ahead and try pursuing to get my paramedic and go to work.
Certainly seem to have a lot figured out, and we want to congratulate you once again, Clay. That was Clay Burkham. He's from the Canyon FFA chapter located in Texas. He is our champion in the home and or community development area, entrepreneurship or placement. And of course, that area is sponsored by Carhartt. Reporting, I'm Bryce Duskett.